Welcome to Lugano Picos Starting Church Online Service on Sunday, 12th of September 2021. I'm Irung Kim, the minister of LPUC. Today we are going to continue to study the book of James. The reading from James chapter 3 points out the effects and consequences of what we say, what we proclaim, how we use our tongue. We can praise God, acknowledge Jesus the Christ, speak words of wisdom, or we can ignore wisdom, speak folly, and curse God. What we listen to and what we proclaim makes all the difference in our lives. Later in the service, our neighboring congregation from Otley Narin Church, Alex Thomas, is going to talk more about that. As we are talking about taming the tongue, one of the ways to practice that is to hold a time of silence. I was wondering if you ever had a period of silence in your day. How long can you remain silent for? What sounds can still be heard? What is good about having times silence? This morning as we worship God, let us practice holding the sound, silence, while a Christian meditative music is playing. You may sit up straight with your hands in your lap. Relax your body. Breathe in deeply. Breathe in deeply. Breathe out. Think about God's Spirit surrounding you. Cover yourself with God's Spirit. Cover yourself with faith and trust in God. Begin our service by prayer. Loving and caring God, we come today seeking wisdom and guidance for our lives. Open us to your words of life and love and truth. May we proclaim with our tongues what we know in our hearts. Lord, it is easy for us to say that we will follow you and then turn our backs and act as though our commitment to you doesn't mean anything to us. Forgive us for our lack of commitment. In this time of worship, help us more fully understand what it means to truly be a follower of the way of Jesus. Give us courage and strength to be your faithful follower. And enable us to joyfully proclaim your healing mercies and your transformational love. May the word of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Let us worship God together by singing or listening to the first two songs, Consuming Fire and All for a Thousand Tongues to Sing. Especially the second song is a perfect match for today's text.
It invites us to use our tongues to praise God by singing this song.
Hello, my name is Lance. The scripture reading today is from James chapter 3, verses 5 to 12. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of one's life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures have been tamed by mankind. But no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With the tongue, we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth, from praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree bear olives? Or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
How do you find this art on the screen? This art shows our dangerous tongues. Can you name each of the snaky tongues with the ways we use our tongues to do harm? It can be a name caller, angry mean yeller, teller of lies about me to make me look good. Tell lies about others to make them look bad. Tell of secrets I promise to keep. Speak out. The words just speak out the tongue. Explainer, trying to prove I am really okay when I really am not. We can understand that the biggest problem with our tongues is that we can say anything. Once we say it, it is out there. Apologies help, but the hurt is still there. In our day of electronic communication, James' message about tongues applies to email, text messages, and even social networking, as well as oral communication. It is really the words that come off our tongues or through our fingers that are the problem. We may experience how much damage can be done with words online. Once those words are out there, they and the pain they cause cannot be called back. What James is talking about is being careful about what we say. Words matter. Words are important. There is a nursery rhyme so-called the Sticks and Stones. It goes like this. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can also hurt me. Stones and sticks break on your skin, while words are ghosts that haunt me.
This is an attempt to dismiss the power that words can have to do harm. It shows that words can harm just as much as they can lift us up. What are some of the most positive words you know? What are some of the most descriptive words you know? How can you make a difference with the words you use? This morning, I would like to encourage you to say something positive and uplifting to your family, friends, and all other people you meet this week. Let us continue to worship God by dedicating our
words are important. Your speech matters. Hence, the use of your tongue is very important. We are looking at James chapter 3 on the effects of the tongue. And in James chapter 3, verse 5 and verse 10, we read, "Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Out of the same mouth comes praise and cursing." People of all ages are on a physical fitness craze these days, and many people are paying a great deal of attention to their waistlines. They worry endlessly about their weight and want their bodies to be just the right size. Today, I speak about another part of the body which also must be physically fit, the tongue. It's a small thing, the tongue, a humble piece of anatomy which doesn't receive much attention, and no one has figured out a way yet to make money off the tongue by selling health or beauty aids for it. It's just there. We exercise it every time we open our mouth to speak, but we rarely think about how we use it. When was the last time you thought about the condition of your tongue? Is it physically fit and under control? Or is it loose and flabby due to the undisciplined use? People will work hard and even punish themselves to shape up their waistlines, but this is only physical fitness for the body. We ought to be infinitely more concerned with the shaping up and disciplining of our tongues, since this is physical fitness for the soul. A popular TV show these days is The Voice. It's a talent show that keeps the judges in the dark, so to speak. It requires them to judge all the contestants only on the quality of their voices. The judges' backs are turned and they never see the performer. Power, poise, presence, emotion, erudition, and excitement, it all has to be conveyed to the judges only by the sound of the voice
not by any see-me showmanship. The power to convince, convict, and control is not in the contestant's own hands, it's in their tongues. The power of the tongue was of central concern to James in today's episode. What power it has. Did you know the tongue can lift up to 80 times its own weight? In fact, did you know the strongest muscle in the body is the tongue? The only other muscle that comes close is the masseter muscle. That's a thick muscle in the cheek located at the back of the jaw that opens and shuts your mouth. But it's not technically a muscle since it's also made up of bones. It does, however, clamp the mouth shut, and the need to clamp the mouth shut is the theme of our text from James this morning. You ask, what does my tongue have to do with my soul? Jesus made the connection very plainly when he said, I tell you, on the day of judgment, you must render account for every careless word you utter. For by your words, you will be justified, and by your words, you will be condemned. Found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 12. The words we say are extremely important to God, but they often are rather unimportant to us. We say, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. We say, talk is cheap, meaning that words don't count for much, and someone who is just a talker is someone we ought not to take too seriously. When our words offend someone else, we act as if they are to blame for being offended. Why are you getting so upset? I was only kidding. It's just an expression. In other words, you shouldn't be hurt by what I've just said. It's only words. We write words of justice in our national documents, and they are preserved for public view in national shrines. They speak of all people being endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, including the rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But we as a nation don't really expect to live by those great documents. It's only words. Of course, there is no such thing as only words, and it is quite wrong to dismiss words as mere talk. The Bible attaches great importance to words, even if we do not. And if I correctly counted the other day, Scripture mentions the tongue some 143 times. And one of this is our text from James. It says in the book, the tongue is a fire, the tongue is an unrighteous world among our neighbors, staining the whole body, setting on fire the cycle of nature and set on fire by hell. How a great forest is set ablaze by a small fire. This is fundamentally true. Words can be a fire, and when people are ready to hear hateful, inflammatory words, they become the dry kindling which spreads the fire beyond anyone's control. Once a word is spoken by someone, it's beyond anyone's control. It's out there in the world with a power of its own. And even if no one knows whose tongue set the first spark, God holds us responsible for the damage we cause with words. Just as the unknown person who carelessly drops a lighted match and is ultimately responsible when a huge fire burns out of control. The Bible also says in various places that words are like a sharp razor, a sharp arrow, and a sword. Words can be weapons which cut far deeper than any weapons of iron or steel. And when your skin is cut by a knife, the pain will pass away and the scar will heal in time. But when you are cut in your innermost parts by a word, the pain may never go away and you might carry the scar in your soul to your grave. How often do people spend the rest of their lives together without love or warmth because the scars never healed from words spoken in anger many years before? Yes, words are important. And paying no attention to words can lead to tragedy. Words can be a fire spreading destruction far beyond anyone's control. Words can be a weapon, and they have a life of their own once they are spoken. But words do one more thing. they reveal something deep and intimate about the people who speak them. When you open your mouth to speak, you're exposing yourself more profoundly than if you took off all your clothes on a busy city street. And when someone speaks words of bigotry, she reveals herself as an ignorant, hate-filled person. And when someone says he will do something but consistently fails to show up and do it, he reveals himself as someone who is unreliable. When people take the Lord's name in vain or swear against God, they reveal themselves as people who detest the Lord God Almighty. There are many kinds of ways in which we expose our inner nature by the words we speak. This morning I'm speaking of spiritual anatomy. I'm trying to share with you how important our words are in the mind of God, especially our negative words. But the Bible really says that the tongue is a double-edged instrument. If words can destroy, they can also save. Indeed, God Himself is a word which can save. The Gospel of John, we read, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." God's word in Scripture can grab people and change them in a way which no other force on earth can do. So the tongue is not just a negative instrument in the Bible. Yes, Scripture calls the tongue a fire and a sword, but the Bible also calls the tongue a tree of life in the book of Proverbs. And again in the book of Proverbs it says, "The mouth of a righteous person is a well of life. The words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver them." It's a blessing to see how a word can be just as powerful in building up as in tearing down. And when you visit someone in the hospital, you pray that God gives you the right word to say. And when God does give you that word, you see how much good a word can do. When you praise a child for a job well done, and her face lights up with joy again, you see how much good a word can do. Sometimes the right word can even lift up a whole nation. As when President Franklin Roosevelt said, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." Think what those few words did for a nation locked in the long night of economic collapse. Or think about what Winston Churchill's words did for England during the darkest hours of World War II. "We shall fight. We shall go on to the end. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall never surrender. We will carry on the struggle until in God's good time the new world with all its power and might steps forth to the rescue and liberation of the old." Those words were nothing less than a life raft thrown to a nation which felt itself drowning under the tidal wave of German planes and bombs. Concerning our use of words, our text in James offers a profoundly realistic picture of ourselves. "For we all make many mistakes, and anyone who makes no mistakes in speaking is perfect. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing." No one is perfect. And no one has perfect control of his tongue, but even when it is difficult to control, we must try. We all know people about whom it is very hard to find a good word to say. We all have felt that hot anger rise within us, an unrighteous anger which pours forth poison from our mouths. But James is offering here a prescription for spiritual health. He says the tongue is like the rudder of a ship at sea. The rudder may be very small, but it controls the direction of even the largest ship. In the same way, the tongue, like a small bit placed in a horse's mouth, which makes the horse obey its rider. This is James' program of physical fitness for the soul. "Tame your tongue," he says, "and your whole body will follow in goodness and righteousness." And if your tongue can be cleansed, your whole soul can be cleansed, because what comes out of your mouth is but a reflection of the spirit within. The book of Proverbs we read, "Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones." So let me encourage you, teach your tongue to do specifically four things: to encourage, to affirm, to instill hope, and to bless. Ask yourself after you have spoken, did I encourage or discourage? Did I affirm or tear down? Did I give hope or sowed despair? Did I bless or curse? Check every time what effects your word will have and what is the impact your words make. What a difference our words can make. How important it is when we speak to say words to one another of power and peace. It is literally true that words can be death or life, a cursing or a blessing. We don't want our words to tear down. We want our words to build up when we speak. So let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to God and a blessing to others today and always. Amen.
Streams of abundance flow. Good morning. My name is Josiah, and I will be leading us this morning in our prayer for the people. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Almighty, gracious, and loving God, we come to you this morning in prayer. Some of us carrying some burdens from the week, some of us with troubled hearts, some of us with distracted and troubled minds. We are thankful, Lord, for the wonderful gift of praying. It is a time where we open our hearts and mind to you. It is also a place of solace and peace. May your Holy Spirit open up our eyes and ears so that we may hear and receive your message today, Lord Jesus. May it also open up our hearts to not only accept your message, but to also live our life in accordance with your message. We, the members of the Lugano Picus Uniting Church, are a family united by Christ, in Christ, and for Christ. At this time, Lord, I want to lift up in prayer the concerns and hardships of my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Whatever they may be, financial, mental, spiritual, physical, emotional, may your Holy Spirit bring peace upon us all. I pray for comfort and strength to be upon us all. I pray for every single member of the Lugano Picus United Church. Heavenly Father, whatever they may be going through in their personal lives, I pray for your peace, comfort, strength, love, discernment to be upon them. Lord, we lift Adam and his family up to you in prayer. We are thankful that he is back at home with the family. But we pray for your healing hands to be upon him and his family as he continues to recover. We ask that you may keep them in your safe and protective hands. Lord, I pray for our communities, the city of Sydney, our state, and the nation as a whole. Lockdown has been very cruel and harsh to us all. There is hatred, division, anger, frustration, panic, hopelessness, and stress amongst us. And I pray that where there is hatred, may you show us your love. Where there is division, may we be united by Christ, in Christ, and for Christ. Where there is frustration and anger, may you show us your patience and understanding. Where there is panic and a sense of hopelessness and stress, I pray for peace and hope, and that you may surround us in your arms, Heavenly Father. We lift up Reverend E. Wong and his family to you in prayer. We are grateful for the love and dedication that Reverend E. Wong and his family have shown to not only us, the Chief Church family, but also to the wider community. At this time, Lord, we pray for our chairperson of the Church Council, Pamela Hanna, and the members of the Church Council. As they continue to discuss church matters, we pray for your discernment to be with them. We pray for our church missions. We pray for Natalie and her team that run mainly music on a weekly basis. We also pray for Jan and her team that organize and run Message Church. We are thankful for their continuous commitment to run mainly music and Message Church and the determination to continue this ministry. We pray for peace, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and love to be upon them all. We also pray for the other various church groups and missions that are run and supported by our church families. May they continue to turn to you, Lord Jesus, for continuous direction and guidance. Lord, we give you thanks for Rob Lewis and the team who work hard to produce our online services on a weekly basis. We are thankful for their commitment and love in organizing and delivering these online services. We pray for our Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, and State Leader, Gladys Berejiklian, and their cabinet and team of experts. We pray that they will turn to you, Lord Jesus, for the wisdom and knowledge as they continue to lead our nation and state from this pandemic. And we pray that they continue to lean on you for your guidance, Lord Jesus, through it all. Lord Jesus, I pray that as members of the congregation, may we continue to put our focus on you. May we continue to love one another, encourage one another, care for one another, and most importantly, pray for one another. We pray and give thanks for all these things in your mighty name, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
There are a few announcements this morning. Firstly, trivia on Zoom. We are having another Zoom trivia on Sunday, 26th of September at 4 p.m. in 2 weeks' time. You could see meeting ID on the screen. Everyone is welcome to the trivia afternoon. You don't have to, but if you like, then send 5 multiple choice questions to irung@lpuc.org.au by Wednesday, 22nd of September. Here are some requirements. Firstly, suggest 5 questions with 4 multiple choice answers each. Only one, of course, being the correct answer. And you may indicate the correct answer. And subject can be any general knowledge. Questions not too wordy. Answers, the shorter the better. Avoid questions or answers with lots of numbers in them because it confused people. So hopefully you would get more ideas what kind of, you know, questions you send. And there are prizes, and so don't miss this fun afternoon. Second, church website. As we are going to upgrade our church website, as you see this screen, and we would like to invite you to enter our website photo competition for a chance to see your photos on our soon-to-be-refreshed website. You can enter as many of your photos as you like before Tuesday, 5th of October. There are a few requirements here. Photo must show the journey theme, be taken in the local area, having a landscape orientation, be high resolution color, and no filters. And you can use existing your photos or new ones in our natural spaces or urban spaces. You can see example here, so you would have more ideas. So send your photo, a photo or photos to office@lpuc.org.au before Tuesday, 5th of October. Remember, there will be prizes. I look forward to receiving your photos. About MedChurch, the topic of this month, MedChurch, is God is our friend. An at-home activity kit will be posted or delivered on the 4th week. If you want to know more about this home kit or feedback and so on, please contact the message team by email. Mainly Music. Another Mainly Music Zoom gathering will be held tomorrow to sing Mainly Music songs and hear a story. Everyone is welcome to join us. Here is a Zoom meeting ID with contact details. Prayer request. If you have any prayer point that our prayer team may pray for you and support you, please don't hesitate to contact us by email. The last one is about ongoing Zoom fellowship on Sunday from 11 a.m. Any inquiry, please contact me by email. This is a blessing. May the word of life breathe love into all you say. Speak well and speak wisely. Console and speak kindly. Speak truth to power. Leave space for others to speak. In all you say, bless and encourage, comfort and inspire. May your words be loving, life-giving, honoring the God in whose image all are made, and who speaks words of blessing to us this day and every day. Amen. This is the end of today's online service. Thank you for your participation. I hope you have a very blessed day and blessed week. See you next week. I got no worries, got no woes. Feeling happy, that's me.